It seems that 99% of people on planet Earth have money worries at some point in their lives. Have you noticed? Okay, some people are genuinely poor. There are a lot of those. Almost a third of the world's population is starving, and another third is severely undernourished. But what about those living in affluent countries? For them, despite their wealth, there never seems to be quite enough to go around. The credit cards, the overdraft are always at their limit. And why not? After all, there are so many things to spend your money on these days. Good things, enticing things, things that promise to make your life so much better. Holidays, going out for dinner, that trinket for the house that you really don't need but you want, the new dress or the pair of shoes, the latest smartphone, on and on it goes. And so what happens is that you end up spending tomorrow's money today. That's why so many people are so strapped for cash. The more affluent we become, the more we seem to complain about the fact that there's not enough money to go around. Pretty sad, really. Somehow we've been duped into this deep-down belief that stuff makes you happy, that stuff is the most important thing in the world. We know it's not true, but we live our lives as though it is. Here are some sobering words from Jesus, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Don't save treasures for yourselves here on earth. Moths and rust will destroy them, and thieves can break into your house and steal them. Instead, save your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths and rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them. Jesus had a real knack for putting things into perspective, doesn't he? Just think for a moment of the single most precious possession that you own on this earth. Maybe it's a piece of jewelry or a car or a house or your favorite outfit or a piece of technology. It seems so important right now, doesn't it? Your heart glows just as you think of it. But whatever it is, in the instant that you breathe your last breath on this earth, it'll be completely worthless to you. So listen up. Focus on the right things before it's too late. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.